next case this morning. I screwed that one up last time.
I think he was. It says on this
publisher. Yeah, exactly.
I used to highlight.
Yeah, I know. You can tell which ones are which. Okay, we're at Chen. Yeah, I think so. Case number 6, Chen versus Holder.
Good morning, Your Honor. Good morning, Counsel. May it please the Court. My name is Guoping Zhu. I'm for the petitioner. This case is a petition from the Board of Immigration Appeals. It's a removal proceeding against the petitioner. The petitioner filed asylum in the immigration court, and the asylum was denied by immigration court. Then the petitioner appealed to the Board of Immigration. Then we are here. The only issue here is whether the petitioner's fear of future persecution is objectively reasonable.
Why would she have any fear? I mean, her sister had 3 children and then was sterilized. I don't know about her mother. How many did her mother have? How many children?
The mother have 6.
Yeah, 6 kids and 3, which in China is, we know, just a big no-no. So they get sterilized, which is tragic, and
yes.
His sister got asylum. Mm-hmm. This woman never been married. She's 35 or 6 or whatever she is now. How old is she now?
She is 36.
36 years old.
Yep.
What's stopping her from going back to China?
Okay,
finding a husband. I understand there are a lot fewer women than men over there now. and maybe having a child. There's nothing, no inhibition for that, is there?
Yeah, and right now she is not married and does not have a child.
But what about that? Why is she in fear of persecution when she's at least allowed to have 1 child?
Yes, Your Honor, that's my understanding that my client, if she went back to China, get married, she will have more children than...
Well, that's so speculative, though. She first has to find a mate, but then both have to be fertile. They might not be fortunate enough to be fertile, and then fertile a second time. You know, we're so many layers of speculation here. That's, I think,
I
the difficulty with your case.
Your Honor, this case is kind of unique.
If she already had a child, it would be a much different case.
Yes, I agree.
Or even a mate. But we have neither.
Yeah, Your Honor.
And no, we have no information. The IJ or the board had no information about her ability to have children. She expressed a desire, but we know nothing about it.
Yeah, she's still 36 years old.
And fertility declines over age, I think. I think that's what the science shows.
Yes, but it still have a possibility. That we're talking about the reasonable possibility. The Condoza case said that if there was 10% of a chance for the persecution, the person should be protected.
Would this be based on her mother having had 6 and her sister 3, that this woman's really a threat to China? If she comes back, boy, she's going to be popping them out, and we got to sterilize her now. And this is really what it sounds like.
I understand, Yana, but we cannot wait until she back to China, have her children, be persecuted, then she will come back to asylum in the United States.
Usual case, unfortunately, is that the women come over here and have the kids.
Yes.
And then they don't want to go back because of that. You know, okay, then they at least can make a case for that. But here she's been straight arrow, I guess. That's great.
Yeah, and I understand. That's why we're arguing here, because this is a very unique case. She had a family, had six children. Mother was sterilized. The sister has a children, three, was sterilized.
And her sister got asylum.
Yeah.
That's who she's staying with, right?
Excuse me?
She's living with her sister, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she, the sister got asylum in the United States, and also testified that what happened in China, the mother was sterilized, she was sterilized. Also testified that the sister is willing to get married. Today I just come to court, and because this is a unique case, and if she's sent back to China, there are at least like a 10% of a chance that she will get persecuted under the Condoza. So that's why we want to appeal the Board of Immigration decision.
I assume she hasn't applied for voluntary departure, has she?
No. No,
you don't want that, do you?
No.
Because they don't send them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if I have, Your Honor, you have nothing more further questions, I would.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oliver.
May it please this court, my name is Andrew Oliveira on behalf of the respondent, the Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder. Chen alleges a well-founded fear of persecution on the basis of a coercive family planning policy in China. Chen, who is currently childless and no stated desire to have children, the board determined that her claim was simply too speculative to establish a reasonable possibility of persecution. The evidence in the record does not compel reversal. To establish a claim based on a coercive family planning policy, the applicant must demonstrate three factors. One, the identity of the policy in question. Two, that the applicant is in fact in violation of that policy, and that the punishment for violation would rise to the level of persecution. Chen was not able to establish step two. The courts of appeals have repeatedly held that when an applicant has either zero children or one child, the claim is simply too speculative to establish a well-founded fear. The Eighth Circuit had a published case as Chang, and the Second, Third, Ninth, and Eleventh Circuits all had unpublished decisions. There have been no cases where that have been similar to the applicant's facts that have established a well-founded fear. Finally, with respect to the pattern or practice claim, there is simply one, there's no evidence that Chen falls into the category of people who desire to have further children. And second, there is simply no specific evidence that China is targeting those who desire to have a child.
Well, without having any children now, they aren't targeting fertile women in general, I guess.
Correct.
It's bad enough as it is.
Correct. There simply isn't any evidence that the mere desire is the basis for the harm, which is what Chen was claiming, that anyone who has a desire to have children, regardless of the amount of children they had, and there's simply no evidence in the record to support that claim.
Now, her sister has asylum.
That is correct.
And just out of curiosity, where are her three kids? Do you know?
I do not know. That was not in the record.
Okay. Well, the implication is they're still in China. That's all I know. She got over here and got asylum. I assume the kids weren't with her, but that's not for us to decide here, I guess.
That's correct. It's not in the record.
Now, what about, as I implied this with the other question, they're not asking for voluntary departure.
That is correct. They are not.
And they don't, because as long as there's anything going on in immigration court or something, they don't, I guess the consulate doesn't give a visa, right, from China?
I'm not an expert on the consulate process when it comes to...
Well, you don't have to be an expert. What's been going on? Are they sending people back to China?
In my experience, it is limited.
Rare,
obtaining
in other
the
words.
Travel documents for the Chinese asylum applicants.
Yeah, so it's rare that they send them back. I think perhaps China doesn't want them back. And the United States, you know, that's an expensive trip. I don't know. We go through this, and I'm just... This is all just kind of weird.
I understand
that. As your opponent says, this is a very unusual case.
Well, respectfully, Your Honor, I don't... This isn't necessarily an unusual case because this court's sister circuits have dealt with a number of cases that are similar to to Chen, in that the asylum applicant is not currently in violation, and in those cases the courts have uniformly held that there is no well-founded fear of persecution.
Was there a case with someone with no children and no spouse that you know of?
I'm not aware of. I'm not aware of any cases where the applicant had 0-1 child and was granted based on a well-founded fear, and Chen in her brief did not cite any cases. I think the fact that she doesn't have a spouse makes the claim even further speculative, because just the various steps that have to be met to establish her eligibility, it's just simply too speculative. If there are no further questions, we ask that this court deny the petition for review and affirm the decision of the board. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Anything further, Mr. Smith? The case will be taken under advisement.